This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Number is 855-453, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Bring up whatever you want. We're going to the phones, to the fun, then coming up, the latest on what's happening with Calexit, the idea of California seceding from the United States. And I love that idea. I think that more states ought to be considering that. Let's go, though, first to Greg in New York. You're listening online. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, by the way, quick thing. Did you guys know China banned ICOs today?
Those are initial coin offerings, which is a kind of a way of companies fundraising by selling tokens on the Ethereum blockchain. Ethereum is the second most popular cryptocurrency on the planet at the moment. I'd seen like some headline, but I don't know any of the details.
I saw that there was some kind of heavy regulation that came out. Also saw something about it possibly being labeled as illegal fundraising. But I'm not a fan of most of the ICOs because a lot of them, if you actually look and follow some of these, there's a fair number to where there's actually not really any substance behind
it. Yeah.
It's somebody just coming up with an idea, and instead of going to venture capitalists and saying, hey, I've got an idea, would you like to invest in my business? Let's do an ICO and raise money.
I think it's wonderful.
Now we're
just
going to take
a
vacation
because
we didn't wind up raising the money we wanted.
Sure. There's a bunch of scams, but it's better to be able to go to the masses to crowdfund something. That's why Kickstarter and, you know, these other competitors, what's another? Indiegogo. These Kickstarters, Indiegogos, these are things that people have been using to kind of decentralize fundraising, but they're still centralized because ultimately the Kickstarter company or the Indiegogo corporation or whatever, they're the ones who would get to decide whether or not you get to have a fundraiser. In this case, you get anybody who wants to can go. There's a creator of these tokens online. You can just go and you can have Daryl Coin or Penguin Coin or whatever. You can go and create your coin, your token. You can have a billion of them if you want to, and then if somebody wants to give you money for them, then that's their business. But I agree with you. You do have to buy or beware. You do need to be careful. There's probably a lot of stuff that's going to fail, even if it wasn't intended as a scam. It's just an idea that doesn't work out. And that's investing. You know, you put your money into somebody you don't trust. You put your money into some idea that's pie in the sky that probably has no chance of succeeding. Of course, you never know, right? Like, you don't know if a new idea for sure is going to work out or not. And obviously, some people are willing to throw their money at it. So,
and
good for them.
You know, not that I'm in any way defending the legacy system, but, you know, if someone went to, say, NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange and said, yeah, I realize I don't have any experience actually doing anything here, but I've got this brilliant idea and I want to do an initial public offering on stock, they would be laughed out of the room.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But you do have to agree, though, that decentralization of fundraising is a good thing. I mean, you don't want a bunch of just a handful of rich venture capitalists to be able to be the deciding factor in whether or not you can bring your idea to market. I mean, you think about it from an inventor's perspective. There have for a long time been scams in the market. I remember I remember years ago on Free Talk Live. Hang on, Greg. We're going to bring you back here. There was a little noise on your line. But years ago, I remember we talked about there was some series of advertisements that was running on, like, television and radio.
Oh, those things still run. I see it every now and then when I'm at the gym.
It was like, you know, Inventor's Guide or something like that. I don't remember the exact name of it, but it was like, you call this number and we'll send your inventor's kit or whatever.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be your original idea. It could just be an improvement on something that already exists.
And what was interesting about it was, and you'll probably find this interesting, Melanie, as somebody who was an attorney, it was basically a bunch of patent trolls, essentially, is what they were, that was running this group. And so they would send out you know, they'd send out a kit to the inventor, and they'd be like, we'll get your invention in front of trade shows. Just let us take care of all the details.
And we'll get it patented and all this other stuff for you.
And what they would do is they would go and they would charge the inventor to take the thing to a trade show. So they weren't just going to take it on their own. They're like, well, you want to go to this trade show, this trade show, and this trade show? That's going to be $9,000. And, of course, the inventor's like, but that's my entire life savings. Well, I really do believe in my invention, and I don't know how to get it into a trade show on my own, so I guess I'll just go ahead and give my entire life savings to this company. So they go ahead and cut, you know, check for their life savings, and the company supposedly takes it to a trade show, and then they come back and they tell the inventor, oh, well, we're so sorry, Mr. Inventor. It looks like we took it to these trade shows, and, you know, we did our best at pitching it to the venture capitalists and the people who were the investors who were there, and it just didn't take off. We're sorry about that. Tell you what, we'll give you most of your money back here if you'll just go ahead and sign this release form, and then you'll get your money back because, you know, you did put your, you put all this money, and this was your life savings. So the inventor's like, oh, well, I could really use that money. It's too bad it didn't work out. Okay, I'll sign this. And then they signed over their intellectual property to these patent trolls who then proceed to sit on the patents and sue anybody else who comes up with them or potentially actually develop them later on down the line. Maybe they were going to develop them anyway. So basically it's a bunch of scum-sucking attorneys who are bilking inventors out of their money. And, you know, this is the old system, right? So there's an example of the old system bilking people out of their money. In this new system, there are, of course, scam artists in the digital realm and they are bilking people out of money.
That's why I said, you know, don't interpret what I'm saying as support for the legacy system.
Right. I'm just saying, there's scams on both sides of this.
There's no system in which you can kind of just ignorantly, randomly invest in things that you don't know what you're doing and everything's going to be okay and nobody's going to mess you over. That's not a system. That's a pipe dream. So, I mean, anything you have, the fact that something has a flaw doesn't negate its usefulness as a system.
Yeah, so the idea, the useful idea is that now anyone who wants to invest in an idea they like, it's easy to do, right? You don't have to go through a broker. You don't have to go, there's no more middleman. All you have to do is find an idea. There's a website called Token Market where it lists all these upcoming tokens, and I don't know, maybe half or more are scams. I have no idea, but it lists the upcoming ones, and if there's something there that, like, you see the idea and you're like, oh, decentralized, you know, cake mixes or whatever, and then you think that's a great idea and you want to pour some money into it, then you can totally do that, and it makes it so that, well, I wouldn't say anybody. It's still probably something that more technically adept people can do because you do have to have the ability to store these tokens somewhere.
Right.
And in order to do that, you have to have, like, an Ethereum wallet, and then things get a little complicated as far as how that works. So there's a learning curve involved, but there's also a learning curve involved in things like stock trading or whatever. So I think it's there's value there, and I bet you some of these ideas are really brilliant ideas, and they may actually flourish into something that can make their backers a whole lot of money. But that's the gamble, right? Is the idea you're getting behind going to flourish? And odds are it won't, right? Out of 100 ideas, how many of them? Out of 100 ICOs, it'll be interesting to look a year later, because this ICO, this initial coin offering craze, is happening now, and it's big right now. In fact, it's so big, there's so many millions of hundreds of millions of dollars being invested in cryptocurrency. That governments like China and the United States government, the SEC in the U.S. Yep. has taken an interest in looking very closely at these so-called initial coin offerings. So, I mean, there's a bunch of money moving around, and it'll be interesting more than, let's say 5 years down the line or even 3 years down the line to look back and look at, you know, somebody's going to do this. They're going to take, like, a meta-analysis of all these different ICOs that have come out and see how many websites just disappeared overnight and, you know, people completely absconded with the Bitcoin or the Ethereum, find out how many of them really did launch their product, but it didn't go anywhere.
Oh, you mean like the Arcade City app?
Yeah, I guess they're still coming out with press releases, so they're still acting like they're doing something. But the last I heard, their latest app was crashing on every phone that people tried to install it on.
Yeah.
But the Arcade City thing, something weird happened with that. That they did a fundraiser, and then somehow that spawned off into this thing called Swarm City.
Correct.
It seems to be like a serious effort to do something cool.
Correct. And they wound up losing a lot of their Ethereum, and
hacked.
The parity, well, the wallet got hacked.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. I apologize to Greg. He set us off on that tangent. We'll come back to him.
Thanks.
He's still there. We're going to bring it back. It's Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose, top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com. If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype in to join us there at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight is Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl. And are you eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day? I absolutely hate vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
They're
you
disgusting. but, you know, there's a lot of people that aren't getting their servings of fruits and vegetables. Actually, only about 10% of people are. And there's more bad news. A preponderance of research is showing that you really need 10 servings a day. That's nearly a gallon of fruits and vegetables in their raw form every day. Only about 1% of the entire population of the world does that. What's the prize for accomplishing this feat? Protection against obesity, heart diabetes, type 2 diabetes, cancer, plus enough antioxidants to neutralize all 5 of the known free radicals. Worthy goals, right? Well, I've actually been getting my 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, even though I hate vegetables. Well, I'm kind of cheating a little bit, right? I'm drinking them. I've been using Fruit and Veggie Total for a few months.
Okay.
In addition to the Whole Food Multi-Complete that yeah. we've talked about, I'm actually using both of those
oh, wow.
every day. And again, Fruit and Veggie Total, made from the makers of Whole Food Multi-Complete. Join me in this worthy goal to eat better, lose weight, live longer, and feel better. Go to simplifymysupplements.com and get some Fruit and Veggie Total. Use coupon code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, save 10%, and they'll even give you a free shaker bottle. SimplifyMySupplements.com, code FTL, and they take Bitcoin.
It's awesome.
You've got to send a message to let them know you want to do Bitcoin. The contact form is yep. on the website. Just include that coupon code FTL for that 10% off.
Let's go back to your calls here. Greg is in New York. You were calling about something else, but you mentioned the initial coin offerings, and that kind of set us off. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, sure. I actually am going to mention one more piece of news that might set you guys on a new tangent also. Another piece of speculation, a study just came out, showed that the housing bubble, all the housing crisis, was actually not caused by the default of the poor people. A lot of the narrative from the right has been that the banks gave out loans to people that couldn't pay back the loans. And these people were what's called ninja, no income, no job, no assets people. Well, it turns out.
Well, they don't usually give house loans even back then to people with no assets and no jobs and no income.
Right.
They were giving them to people who they shouldn't have, but they weren't giving unemployed people with no cars house loans.
Well, the old joke was if they could fog a mirror, they'd get a loan back in the day.
Yeah, that's the joke, and so that was the narrative, especially favored on the right. But the thing is, a study comes out and says, you know who defaulted on these loans? You know who had all these speculative loans? It was actually the well-to-do house investors, and people wanted, there's a lot of courses on flipping houses, I remember mm-hmm. back in that day, and
yep.
also people just put their money into these houses because the real estate just kept going up, just like the dot-com bubble, just like the current crypto bubble, and people just putting their money into the houses. So who defaulted was actually these investors. It wasn't the poor. The poor were actually – so normally the default rate was 70% the poor. But during the housing bubble, it was only 35% the poor, and the rest were actually speculative investors. So I just wanted to say this is a recent study that just came out. Kind of vindicates the poor and lower class people.
Well, I mean, that shouldn't really be that recent. We kind of knew that. We knew that people were investing in real estate, and we knew that people were investing in real estate that they probably shouldn't have been, at least for the prices that it was going for. So, I mean, it was everybody. It wasn't like no poor people defaulted on houses. In fact, if you're poor and you have a house loan, you're probably going to default on it. But it was whoever was holding these houses were defaulting on them. I wouldn't even say that that was what caused it. I would say that that was a symptom of the housing bubble. Like, defaulting doesn't cause a bubble. It's kind of backwards.
Isn't it kind of like the fault of the Federal Reserve system and fractional reserve banking more than anything else, right? And these, you know, banks basically encouraged to create money out of thin air. I think that's where all this comes from. I agree with you, Melanie.
Well, and there were federal policies encouraging giving loans.
Yeah.
And
encouraging in like a mafia kind of
sense. Yeah, we'll back you up.
And then, as Greg said, you know, there was the
too big to fail.
Learn how to flip a house sort of thing.
Yep.
And there would be people that, you know, there would be, you know, people in on this giant conspiracy thing to increase the cost of houses.
Mm-hmm.
So I would buy a house for $100,000, do some renovation, and then I sell it to you, Ian.
Yeah.
We're in on this, right? I sell it to you for $150,000, and then Melanie comes along and she's like, wow, the houses in this neighborhood have really gone up in value. And then she winds up buying a house. She's not in on it, but me and you have colluded to increase the property values.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Right.
So, yeah, guys, so what I wanted to say is these markets, you find in the last 10, 15 years, you get Goldman Sachs driving up the price of bread in a speculative, they charge according to the market on that, make some money. Steel, they did that for a while. They certainly, a lot of these markets around the world, actually. And here's what happens. I mean, in New York City, where I live, there's certainly a lot of real estate speculation. A lot of these properties are not really being lived in. People are just buying them up, millionaires from outside the country. And
well, and it's effectively illegal to rent them out also.
Yeah, that's also a problem. But what I'm trying to say is, even if it wasn't illegal to rent them out, that's capitalism. It's, you know, you could, if you want to buy a property, you buy it. What I want to say is this. One of the results is, it gets really expensive to live in the city, and the real estate goes up, so people have to move away and live far away from their job, and they have to commute longer and longer hours.
Well, that's a zoning issue.
No, it's not a zoning issue.
How is it not a zoning issue to say you're not allowed to build businesses where the houses are?
That's a zoning issue, but
well, that's why the houses are over here and the businesses are over here. Nobody was like, hey, you know where I'm going to put my business? 30 miles away from
right.
anybody's
that's some
house.
Some government bureaucrat who made that decision.
No, they do that. IBM put their business all the way up in upstate New York, and a lot of businesses put their business there. But
yeah, but a lot of people would like to live near their businesses. A lot of employees would like to live near their, you know, the companies that that employ them. But Melanie's absolutely right. I mean, it's absolutely government rules and zoning that prevent that from happening in most places. Very, very few places do not have zoning. Greg, I feel like there was another point you were trying to drive at here, so we'll continue the discussion, because normally he's got some interesting stuff to say. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I think it's worth explaining a little more about the Federal Reserve System and, you know, how they can create money from thin air, and in my opinion, how that's a big problem when it comes to loans that don't get paid back.
Yep.
More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us right here on the radio waves. Take control of those airwaves and bring up anything that is on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Melanie, you are a professional accountant, and you've hung your shingle out. You're currently working at a job, but you're looking to kind of strike out on your own and get some individual clients that you can help out with their accounting needs and bookkeeping needs and tax preparation and filing needs. You can do all that stuff, right?
Right, and starting in January, I'll be doing just that.
You're going to leave your job?
Yeah. Well, I'm working a temp job now. So.
Right on. That's a big step. A lot of people, it's tough. It's tough to be able to sort of jump out into the unknown like that. So you're looking for clients. You're looking for people who need some help. Somebody who wants to have a real anarchist for an accountant. I don't know how many anarchist accountants there are out there, but I bet you can't count them on one hand, or
I
maybe
think two. I never really questioned James enough to
James,
like,
Cleveland,
yeah,
our former co-host,
to check his purity level on that. But
he was pretty principled. I would say James was a pretty principled guy.
I'll go with two.
And James has not hung his shingle out, so you can't hire James. He's working for some company in Colorado at the moment. But you are available for hire, and you can help people with their taxes. You can help them prepare starting this year on that, so they don't have to wait until next year to contact you. You're looking for clients who want help now or to contact you to kind of reserve your help in the future?
Right. Either way, and depending on your situation, if you have either a business or complicated stuff, it's best to have somebody look at that to make sure you're doing everything you're doing. By the time December 31st rolls around, you have everything done that you need to be able to say you did the prior year. If you just have some pretty simple stuff,
pretty simple.
Probably just see you next year.
Okay. Well, you can analyze that for folks. You can consult with them on those matters.
Yeah, if somebody messages me and says, hey, this is what I have going on. Do I need to see you now or do I need to see you in January? I can assess that.
And what you can do to contact Melanie is go through tax.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to Melanie's website where contact information is available. That's tax.freetalklive.com. And let's go back to Greg in Brooklyn, then we'll continue with more of your calls here. Greg, you were talking about the financial or the housing bubble, and you were saying that there's been some further study that shows that a lot of the speculative investors were some of the people who were dumping their properties, in addition to, and you say more than, poor people failing on their mortgages. But I wanted to bring up the idea that really, you know, these people may have had loans they couldn't afford, whoever they were. But ultimately, the people who are dishing out those loans to some extent have a large part of the blame, I think, to shoulder here. And it was the government, of course, that bailed them out, right? Too big to fail was what they said about these banks and GM and the car companies, for instance. But the Federal Reserve System encourages and allows and is designed for banks, the member banks, to issue loans to people out of thin air. It's called the fractional reserve banking system, and I'm not an expert on exactly how it works, but my basic rudimentary understanding of it is for every dollar that a bank has on storage or in a vault or whatever, they can loan out approximately nine times that amount.
Well, whatever the rate is on that given day, actually.
So the rate changes?
Yeah.
Okay. But I've heard it's as high as nine times.
The rate right now, the last time I checked, which was a few months ago, and I forget exactly where I found it, you know, somewhere hidden on like the Federal Reserve website. They're required to have about 8.5% on hand of whatever the, you know, like assets or
the total
whatever.
Loans.
So yeah, so they can loan out a little over 10% of what they actually have to loan out.
They can loan 90% is what you're saying. They can loan more than 90% of what they have they're loaning. They only have to have on storage a tenth of what they've loaned out.
Right.
Because they don't actually loan out the money. They're creating it from thin air. When you sign the loan documents, as I understand it, you are authorizing them to just, there's the money, poof.
Well, you're not authorizing them to create, the Federal Reserve is authorizing them to create magic money. You're
well,
just
right.
borrowing
But it's
it.
With your signature. You're the one who kind of makes it happen for them.
And it's all computer entry, so there's not, you know, some guy in the back, I got to crank out another $20,000.
Right. Yeah, they just basically just make it from nothing, and I think that's what, if you want to blame something for the bubble, free money from nowhere, I think, is what you want to blame for the bubble, and then, you know, you can't blame other people for going after the free money.
Well, yes, you can.
No, you can't. People are going to want free money. I mean, that's just what they're going to want. It looks that way.
Yeah, and
it's
bank robbers
really
are going to rob, well, bad example, you know, gas station robbers are going to rob gas stations. That doesn't mean I can't blame them for it.
Well, I can understand why somebody would want the free money.
I can understand why somebody would rob a gas station. That doesn't make it okay.
Well, I'm not going to say they're the same thing, though. Robbing a gas station is very different from somebody.
You guys can blame whoever you want. It's a free country, at least somewhat free.
I mean, I blame them all. I blame the Federal Reserve. I mean, pretty much in this order. The Federal Reserve, the banks,
the
people
clients.
Who took out loans that they couldn't afford, and then the speculative investors.
All right, go ahead, Greg.
Well, Melanie, first of all, congratulations. I'm a very big fan of people striking out on their own and being self-employed, so I just want to say kudos. I hope
this
really works out. Look, before the Federal Reserve came into existence, fractional reserve banking has been around for a long time. Actually, it's the absence of government. Banks have always issued their own money. They figured that out early on. So when you have gold in your reserves, and then you give bank notes, you can print as many as you want without regulation.
Sure.
Right.
And that is true.
And so fractional reserve banking is the problem, but the entity right now that's engaging in it is the Federal Reserve.
And authorizes
it. So yes, the action that's the problem is partial reserve banking.
In the 19th century, there was something called the free banking era. This is when the federal government was not at all involved in regulating how much the banks gave in reserves. And the banks gave up much more in money out of thin air because that is actually part of the free market system.
Well, buyer beware. I mean, if you want to go and get money out of some place that doesn't exist, then you're taking a risk.
Well, right, and so the problem is, so if we had a free market, and we did in that at one point, and, Bank of America is saying is just printing banknotes and handing them out.
Yeah.
At some point, that's going to become valueless.
Yeah.
That doesn't really work with a currency that's backed by the U.S. military. So
well, that's
yes, that's a problem.
There was,
no, if there was a private entity,
there were runs on the banks, and there were financial panics all throughout the 19th century. A big one was in 1907. Which, J.P. Morgan bailed out Wall Street. There's huge bank runs. And what happened, it was called Wildcat Bank. This bank put out banknotes with a picture of a wildcat. And Mark Twain used to write, you get paid in wildcat money. Because it was like money which could lose its value anytime, right? This bank could go upside anytime.
Right, and that's what should have happened if all they were doing is printing it out of thin air. And
that was what was happening. That was the
right, and so that's what they should have allowed to happen. It would crash, and then people would have to not do that
anymore.
And
learn the lesson.
If
hopefully.
A private entity was engaging in fractional reserve banking, I would have a problem with that private entity as well, because at some point that becomes fraud if you're not pretty much publishing what you're doing.
Yeah.
But how does it become fraud? It's a free market. They can
because if I tell you I'm going to hold your $10, and then you come back, for whatever service. You deposit $10 to me, I'm going to hold it, and I'm going to give it back on demand. It's a demand deposit, which is what savings accounts and checking accounts are demand deposits.
Right.
And you come back to me and I don't have it, that's fraud.
Yeah, but they're not going to say that. They're going to say we can use your money.
Huh?
Your question, Greg, was how is it fraud? And she just explained to you how it's fraud, and then you totally changed
the
subject.
Then if they say that, then people need to stop using that service.
They'll be upfront with it. All the banks tell you upfront. We're going to use your money. The only banks that don't do that are Islamic banks, which have absolutely no interest rates, and they don't lend out your money.
Okay. Banks don't tell you up front they're going to use your money.
Well, banks in the States are FDIC insured.
They, you kind of know that's what they're doing. I'm sure it's in their terms of service or whatever, but nobody ever reads that crap.
Never read a bank's disclosure, and I've read the contracts that said they engage in fractional reserve banking.
There's more coming up here. Thanks, Greg, for the call tonight. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Just allow the market to be free. Allow people to fail and learn from their mistakes. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hey,
Hey, Daniel Bremen. Why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead. And we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals. Great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can join us right here on the radio. Our toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-453. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. You can, of course, watch the webcam version of the show over at cam.freetalklive.com. Or if you want to watch later on when we're not live, you can always watch via our YouTube channel, which you can access quickly by going to youtube.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Let's go back to the phones and to more of your calls and thoughts. Steve calling from California, listening to K-Talks in Needles. Hey, Steve. Hello, Steve in Needles, California. Steve in California going once. Steve in California going twice. We'll put him back on hold, maybe give him another chance here in a moment. Let's try Thistle, also in California. Thistle, are you with us?
Hey, how's it going, Ian?
We got you. Go ahead, sir.
I was calling in to see if you guys knew about D-Tube.
D-Tube?
D-Tube.
Like the letter D and then tube, like YouTube, but D-Tube?
Yeah.
No, I've never heard of it.
I just came across it today looking at some news feeds that I had coming in, and it's pretty interesting. It's like you get to upload your videos, and the D is like the play. You know, when you go to push a video, there's that arrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the D, and I guess it uploads your video to Steam it.
Uh-huh.
So you're able to make money on it. And it's decentralized, and it's on the blockchain, so it can't be censored. And
it seems like that blockchain is going to get pretty big if they're uploading full video files to it. I mean, I guess the idea is that that eventually storage space is going to be so affordable, and it already is so cheap that it doesn't matter. But that would seem like it was going to increase the Steemit blockchain real fast. Like, I mean, because Steemit, for those that don't know, is one of the competitors to Bitcoin out there. It's one that actually has sort of a social media system built in, sort of baked into it, I guess, as I understand it. I've been on the Steemit platform for more than a year, and it, up until this point, up until what you're talking about, Thistle, has been a way for bloggers to actually get paid for their blogging. And it's been somewhat controversial, with Daryl being one of the stern critics of the platform. A year ago, we had Brian Sovereign, we had Jeff Berwick. They debated Steemit back when it was pretty brand new. It's still there, and people are still, you know, posting content, and you know, some of it's getting voted up, and every vote up is worth usually a few cents, or you know, depending on the weight.
Right,
of your...
but you can fund something for a year before it falls apart. The system makes zero sense.
So, have you looked at the details of how Steemit works? Because I honestly don't know exactly.
I've read the white paper, and the white paper makes absolutely no sense, because the white paper says the blockchain determines how many new coins to create and at what intervals.
Hmm, that's right. Well, it's inflationary, like a lot of cryptocurrencies are, so it's not unusual for a crypto to be inflationary.
With Bitcoin, it says, here's the algorithm.
Right.
There is no algorithm set in the white paper for Steem.
So we don't know what you're saying. You don't know what it is.
Right, but it's creating value from something that the market has determined has, depending on how you want to phrase it, either has no value or only has value for specific people doing in specific ways. That the it's a blog-backed currency. That is complete madness.
No, I don't know if it's blog-backed.
Well,
it's
the
just
reason I was interested in it is because you can, from what they're, my data ran out when I was checking out the videos, but they're saying that it's like uncensorable videos, so you can put up whatever you want.
I'm on the website right now. I'm trying to find an about page.
I don't know the URL. I think it's
dtube.video.
dtube.video.
And there's what appears to be like full episodes or half episodes of Game of Thrones.
Hmm.
You know, so there's stuff on here, but again, there's nothing that tells you about the website on
the
website.
Go to the top and search DTube at the top of it. Go to the top.
Why would you have to search for the name of the site to learn how to use it? I mean,
most websites have a button that you can click that says about.
Yeah, I agree with
Daryl. This has some little gears. You click on the gears and it says voting.
There's a little search
gateway, not safe for work, API and IPFS, and I have no clue what that is.
Yeah, I mean,
none of those
maybe
are
it's
about.
So new that they forgot and didn't put an about page up there.
I think it's only like 20 days old.
I'm just trying to tell you guys about it. That's all.
It might very well be good as like a video server, but as a currency, which is what Steemit is trying to sell itself as, I refuse to use Steemit just on kind of principle.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say Steemit's supposed to be a currency. I mean, I've never seen anybody with a Steemit wallet.
They're selling whatever Steemit's coin is called.
Well, I mean, there's a zillion cryptocurrencies out there, right? Like, there's literally hundreds on coincap.io, as I mentioned earlier, and Steemit's in the top 30. It's one of them. It used to be in the top 10 for a little while and had a lot of hype around it in the last year. So it's
every time I went to Steemit, it's all about, like, just talk to make some money or whatever. But to have an alternative to YouTube that's uncensorable, that's what's cool.
Is it uncensorable, though? Because I know that
I don't know. On
the Steemit platform, you can flag posts. So for people that don't know, the Steemit thing is the cryptocurrency is called Steem. Steemit, as I understand it, is the website that allows you to post blogs.
And Steem actually has three cryptos. There's
Steem dollars.
Steem dollars and Steem power.
Which is
the
super
Steem
confusing.
Power is something that you've got to hold on to for some duration of time before you can ever do anything with. And the Steem dollars
Steem power
gives
you
input. Are supposed to be tied to the U.S. dollar, but it fluctuates, so it's not tied, even though
it's
the white paper says that it's going to be tied.
Just an exit scam. It was done by somebody who is grossly incompetent.
Well, you know, like I say, I don't know exactly how it all works. I understand that it does result in people getting paid for blog content. So
exit schemes.
The reason I called was just to let you guys know about it. It's like an alternative to YouTube.
Yep. And if you want to advertise it, send an email to mark at freetalklive.com.
I'm not advertising it at all.
Five times.
Well, I mean,
And there are other video services that are less censoring than YouTube. I haven't used any of them because apparently I just don't care enough.
Because there's the library one.
There's What are the,
people keep telling me about them, and I
there's
just never...
Vimeo.
Vimeo's a company. It's a centralized company. Daily Motion's a centralized company. There's Library, which is being programmed by some New Hampshire cryptocurrency
Melody's
people.
Melody's statement was not decentralized.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Said
I thought that's what
we
were talking about.
There are alternatives to YouTube.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about decentralized.
There are places
that you can upload videos to the internet
there are plenty
that
of those.
Are not YouTube.
Yeah, there are plenty of those. But the point I think Thistle's making here is that this is a place that would be a decentralized place, supposedly with no censorship. But that's what I'm questioning is because on the Steemit platform, you can flag content as offensive, which basically votes it down and essentially makes it so it doesn't exist. I mean, it's there on the blockchain, but it won't be shown on the Steemit platform. So somebody else in theory could write a censorship-free version using the Steemit blockchain. So in theory, that's a possibility.
I don't even know that a
Thistle, you just got to understand, you called in about something I don't think they're attacking you personally. They don't like Steam.
I get
and
it.
So that's what,
I just wanted to let you guys know about
yeah.
it. Because
All right. Thank
I
you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I'm just letting you know that... they're not attacking you personally. They just don't like Steam. Look, I don't care about, you know, how the thing works. What matters to me is, does it work? You know, and it does. You've given the example, Daryl, of when you flip the lights on, you don't have to know everything about electrical engineering to know that the lights are probably going to come on when you flip the switch.
Well, no, but if the when light company is claiming that the electricity comes from because I make Facebook posts, I know that that's BS.
Well, presumably this would come from the miners in the blockchain or something like that. I mean, I don't know about all the behind the scenes, but what I know is when I post a blog over on steemit.com, you can find my username, it's FTL Ian, and if you vote it up, then that pays out in this cryptocurrency that I can then transfer into any other cryptocurrency, including Bitcoin. And
right, because in order to run an exit scam, you have to run a semblance of a company for a little while.
That's what people say about all these things, Melanie. Like, that's the claim about half a billion of these different cryptocurrencies, is that they're all pump and dump. They're exit scams. There's people just trying to make money off of people who are getting excited by whatever. And maybe that's what's happening here. I don't honestly know. I suspect that's not what's happening with Bitcoin, because we think, you know, that code is legit. It's there. You can look at it. But the fact is, right now, people who have never been paid to blog before are getting paid to blog. Is that a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing inherently, but I think that
if you're worried about what happens to the
Steam,
sure, be suspicious. But so take your Steam and cash it out. Then you got Bitcoin. What's wrong with that? 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
You wanted to get into Bitcoin mining, but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin. Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.